Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio, we delve into the North Central Wisconsin blues scene as we listen to the artists who will be performing this Saturday at the Wausau area's all-day spring blues festival, the Blues Cafe at the Rothschild Pavilion. Our guests today include Mike Tatro, Mr. T as he is affectionately called, the president of the Great Northern Blues Society, which sponsors the annual event, with all proceeds going to the Society's mission of promoting blues music in all of its forms for audiences of all ages. We also have with us today two of Saturday's performers. Minneapolis vocalist Sina Earhart will be joining us in the second half of the show. And with us today in our Wisconsin Public Radio studio, we have Robert One Man Johnson, who will perform some live music right here. We'll also be playing cuts from the other artists at the Blues Cafe, Corey Stevens, Grady Champion, Kilbourne Alley, and Donnie Pick. Now, if you're a blues fan, we'd love to have you join the conversation. Our phone number is 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Mike and Robert, thanks so much for being with us today.
Okay, well, good to
thank you for having us.
Mike, why don't we start with you? Tell us about the Great Northern Blues Society.
Well, the Great Northern Blues Society, as you just stated, we're in the business of promoting the music from which rock and roll was born, which is blues music. Blues is a very misunderstood musical art form. A lot of people think blues music is sad music, and it's quite the contrary. It's a very upbeat. It's a music that brings you out of the blues. It's a very upbeat, happy. There are a few sad songs, but the vast majority of it is upbeat music. And the Blues Society has been around actually for about 20 years. The first couple festivals we had in Wausau were actually done with the Marathon County Historical Society. And we didn't become the Great Northern Blues Society until about 15 years ago. And since that time till now, there's been a lot of different people involved in a volunteer organization. Some people come, some people go, but a lot of hard work has been put in by a lot of hard-working people.
How long have you been doing the Blues Cafe now?
The Blues Cafe, like I said, I think it wasn't called the Blues Cafe originally. I think when the Historical Society did it, A.C. Reed was here and some other musicians. It was called, I don't recall offhand, it was a spring blues festival or something. But it's been called the Blues Cafe, I think, for about 15 years. We used to have it at the youth building at the fairgrounds for 3-4 years. Then we went to the Stony Creek Inn for a few years, and this will be our fourth year back at the Rothschild Pavilion again.
Great venue.
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful building.
And aren't we blessed that that building was saved and not torn down? Because there's so much history at the Rothschild Pavilion, and you guys are still making history now.
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility that Buddy Guy played there, and so did Buddy Holly, you know, quite a few years earlier. So, and Glenn Miller Orchestra, a lot of great people have played that facility.
Now we'd be remiss in mentioning who isn't at this year's Blues Cafe, Magic Slim, who was scheduled to perform but passed away just a few weeks ago at the age of 75.
Yeah, it was a very, very sad situation. We were contacted about 6 weeks ago that Magic was performing in Pennsylvania, I think near Philadelphia somewhere, and he had been hospitalized. And we waited for a while to see, you know, what was going to happen. And about a month ago, we were informed that he had passed away. Well, he wouldn't be able to make the show, and it was about a week later that he had passed away. I think it was the 21st of February. Very, very sad deal because a 75-year-old, he'll be in the Blues Hall of Fame without a doubt.
Well, he was legendary.
Yes.
Never really developed the mass name recognition that people like B.B. King and Muddy Waters did, but, boy, he was just as influential in his own way.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Well, Robert, you play multiple instruments at the same time, and we're going to hear that in a little bit. You play, you've got a harmonica, a national resonator guitar, a kazoo, a foot piano, a hi-hat cymbal. And you managed to do that all simultaneously, and you do it really well. How did you pick up that kind of a specialized skill?
Well, in 1966, I was at in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, and I had been driving all over from Minneapolis down to Madison, down to Milwaukee to listen to music, and I just thought, why not bring the music to me? And so I opened up a little storefront coffee house place, no liquor license or anything like that, and started bringing in music, sort of local people like Colonel Rand Glover and Tracy Nelson, who was living in Madison at the time. And then I got a phone call from a guy named Manny Greenhill, a famous promoter of music. And he said, on the phone, he said, Jesse Lone Cat Fuller, the man who wrote the San Francisco Bay Blues.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, he's coming through on the way to play in Boston, and we need to have a place for him to stop over. Would you consider hiring him? And I said, we have a small spot there, but love to have him. And so for $75 a night, we had Jesse Fuller. Anyway, he was my inspiration because he played a multiple of instruments, and I saw what he was doing. He stayed at my house for 3 days, and we talked a lot, and I decided this is what I want to do.
He played kazoo on San Francisco Bay Blues, and the guitar.
And the 12-string guitar, and something that he called a fadella, which was like a big packing crate with five piano strings on it. And he played it with his big toe. And so what I basically did is I took his idea with his blessing, and I've worked up a different sort of situation so that I have 12 notes and a pedal board that resembles a typewriter.
And we're going to hear that at the bottom of the hour. Man, it sounds great. We did a sound check, and folks, if you're listening, do not touch that dial because you're in for a real treat. Robert, you were born in Wisconsin Rapids. You grew up in Rhinelander. You're a Wisconsin boy.
I sure am. A cheesehead all the way back, for sure. I live in Iowa City now. My wife was from Iowa City, and I've been married for 40 years, and we do have a connection with Iowa. But I guess now I consider myself basically a Midwesterner because I spent a lot of time in Wisconsin and Illinois and Minnesota, and also I got a little fishing cabin up in Minnesota that I spent summers in. So that's my situation.
And you'll be not only playing at the Blues Cafe this Saturday, you'll be playing between sets, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
And then you'll also be playing Friday night at Malarkey's, downtown Wausau. And you've got a gig coming up in Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that one because we lived in Chippewa Falls, my wife and I, for 5 years while she taught school there. And I used that as a base of operations to play music around the United States. We were there for 5 years. It's been a long time since I've been back. But the Heidi Center for the Arts has agreed to let me have a concert there. And I'm real excited about that.
And that's Friday, March 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also got a website.
Yeah, www.housedogmusic.com.
Housedogmusic.com.
Yeah, right.
You've got a CD out on House Dog Music. It's called Soft Shoulders, Dangerous Curves.
Yeah, I actually have 9 CDs available. The newest one just came out, just finished it, recording it and producing it, and it's only been out for about less than a month now. Finally, it's on iTunes and all that sort of stuff, so it's available. If anybody's interested, I'll play one of the songs, the title song from it today.
All right, wonderful. Now, you've led a very interesting life. We were talking before the show. You toured for 11 years. You've taught in Istanbul, Turkey, Japan, Saudi Arabia, and at the Shanghai American School.
Yes.
Did you take your music overseas when you were doing that?
Absolutely. Everywhere I've been, my wife and I taught in 7 different places for almost 28 years, and in each case, I've been able to join in with musicians wherever I've been and do some performance and also some recording. Some of my recordings have musicians from Japan and Turkey on them, so it's been fun.
How do they receive your acoustic blues music?
Well, it was interesting. When I first went overseas, I thought that would be my responsibility to learn their music and their instruments. When I got to Istanbul, I found out that everybody was really fascinated with American music, and especially the blues. And so they all wanted to play on my stuff and the songs that I was singing. So it worked exactly the opposite way that I thought it would. But it's been great fun to hear their interpretations and the stuff that they do with the blues. One of my friends is a guitarist who plays a fretless guitar, mm-hmm. and has no frets on it, and it comes out in sort of the same fashion as a slide guitar, but he uses his fingers. It's very interesting. So,
well, we're going to again hear some live music from Robert One Man Johnson in just about 15 or 20 minutes. But what I want to do right now is play some of the artists that are going to be performing at the Blues Cafe this weekend. And incidentally, if you just tuned in, Robert One Man Johnson and Mike Tatro of the Great Northern Blues Society are our guests. We'll be talking to Sina Earhart, powerhouse vocalist from Minneapolis, who's also one of the performers in the second half of the show. And we'd like you to join us, 1-800-780-9742, if you'd like to give us a phone call. That's 1-800-780-9742. But, Mike, let's start with the headliner, Corey Stevens. What can you tell me about him?
Well, Corey's been around a long time. He's a lot of people compare him to an Eric Clapton-type voice with a Stevie Ray Vaughan edge guitar. But he's gotten more into more traditional blues. He did an album called Albertville, which he did in honor of Albert King. He was a big fan of Albert King's music. He goes all over the board. He's a very talented guy. He actually played Rockfest a couple years. He had some crossover hits in about 15 years ago, 12 to 15 years ago, One More Time, and some of those things.
Now, he's originally from Southern Illinois,
yes.
Centralia area. He now lives in California.
Yep.
His new album is called The Dreaming Man. It's his eighth album. His earliest influence was Chuck Berry. He says that his life-changing influence was seeing Ike and Tina Turner in high school. Now, that makes sense because Ike Turner was a stalwart in the St. Louis music scene.
Yep.
He's got an acoustic album, Alone at Last, and then that album Albertville, which is a tribute to Albert King. Let's listen to one of these songs that you just mentioned, One More Time, which got some crossover hit. And I'm going to be quiet because I want to hear this opening guitar lick.
Yeah.
Mike, if somebody just played that for me, my first response would be Eric Clapton's got a new record out.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that when that song came out. He actually played in Wausau when that was a hit at a bar that's not there anymore, Eli's Mile High Club up on the north side.
Here, Brokaw.
Yeah. He did a killer show up there for about 20 people. There was hardly anybody there.
The voice sounds just like Clapton. Even the guitar work and the arrangement sounds like a Clapton hit.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm certainly not bad-mouthing him by making that comparison.
No. Like I said, he's all over the board. I mean, Albertville is like completely opposite. He's got more traditional blues, so the Albert King style, which is a great style as well.
Very simple, basic style. Not an emphasis on playing as fast as he can, but every note is perfectly placed, and the strings are bent for maximum emotional effect. Let's listen to Corey play guitar.
Yeah.
Stevens, the headliner at the Blues Cafe at the Rothschild Pavilion. You can find out more. Great Northern Blues Society has a website.
Yeah, gnbs.org, and there's links to all of the artists' websites from our website. So you can see videos, you can listen to their music. There's so much available nowadays on the Internet. If you just go to YouTube and type in their names, you can find multiple videos on all these guys.
And if you just joined us, we are going to be joined by the second headliner, Cena Earhart, who's got a new album called All In on Blind Pig Records. And you will hear cuts from that album first. It's released next week, but we've got it before anybody else does. The tickets available for the Blues Cafe, Inner Sleeve Records in downtown Wausau, Triggs, the Aero Sports Club in Weston. Did I miss anybody?
No, I'd have to look on the list, to be honest with you. I know they're available on the Internet as well, and we'll be selling them on the Internet right up until Friday night.
And again, all of your proceeds go to promoting blues music.
Yeah, we do this show every year. Of course, our first goal is to raise enough money to do next year's show. But we also do blues in schools. We had an artist in, Alex Crankshaft Larson, came into town last week and did a blues in schools at Wausau East. And if we are able to accumulate more funds, we'd do more of those shows. And we also contributed to the construction of the Blues Hall of Fame in Memphis, Tennessee. We made a nice contribution for that. We were able to join the Blues Foundation, which does all sorts of good things for blues musicians. The Heart Fund, which I think is healthy. I don't remember what Heart stands for, but they help out struggling musicians with health issues.
And there are a lot of struggling musicians with health issues.
Starving artist is a pretty common term you hear with a lot of musicians. It's tough to find live places to play these days.
You've got a guy playing Saturday named Grady Champion. He grew up in the Mississippi Delta. He became known first as a harmonica player, but he's really kind of stretched out as a songwriter, and he's playing guitar now.
Yeah, he actually started out as a rap artist, if you go back a little farther. Yeah, he did rap music for a while. Real interesting guy. I have to admit, I've never seen Grady, but I hear a lot of really good things about him. He's supposed to be a very charismatic guy. They said he'll be out on the dance floor with his harmonica getting everybody going. So.
And he's got the long dreadlocks.
Yep. He's up in Canada right now. He's traveling across Canada. He's going to play in Marquette the night before he plays for us. He's doing blues and schools events up in Canada. And he's going to play on Friday night in Marquette, and he'll be at our show on Saturday.
Well, let's play a cut from Grady Champion. And this is something called The Weight of the World.
I see you walk. You walk alone. Every day. You hold that stone. I see you cry. Your silent way. Dry your eyes, don't you be afraid. Let me take the weight of the world off your shoulder. Come on, girl, let me make you believe you're not alone. Oh, I know your heart.
Grady Champion, The Weight of the World, one of the performers at the Blues Cafe. Robert, this really, last two artists we played, it really shows the depth and the variety of blues music.
Yeah, I think it's very important for people, especially people that are not so familiar or intensely interested in the blues, to understand the width and breadth of the styles of music that I think it has as much to do as anything else with just the type of emotion that's expressed.
And when I listen to this particular song, now he plays some up-tempo blues shuffles and some things that really sound like the Mississippi Delta region that he's from. But I hear Sam Cooke, I hear Jackie Wilson, I hear a little bit of Bob Marley. I hear all these pop vocal stylings.
Yeah, he was actually the International Blues Challenge winner in Memphis. Every year Memphis has a competition called the International Blues Challenge where artists come from all over the world to play in Memphis in an effort to win that award. And he was the winner in 2011. But, yeah, he plays a lot of different styles. He's a very, very talented guy, and I've heard nothing but good things about him.
Yeah, so. He cut his teeth as a harmonica player.
Yeah.
And let's listen to something that sounds more like the Mississippi Delta. This is off of his latest CD called Glory Train.
Time to go for a ride on this hill train. No passengers will be denied. Gather up all your bad habits and your sins too. Gather up all your bad habits and your sins too. The conductor knows just what he's gonna do. Is that bullet train make it way
Johnson? I listen to this and I hear Sonny Boy Williamson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I agree with you on that.
What is it about the Mississippi Delta that produced so much music that changed American culture the way it did?
Well, I'm not sure how to exactly quantify that. I think it was a lot of people in the right place at the right time, the right radio stations that were willing to allow that to happen. And I think, as we know, a lot of these guys ended up in Chicago after beginning in that area, moving out into the big cities. But
with a way station in Memphis.
Right, yeah.
You know, the old Sun Records. You had Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Roy Orbison, Carl Perkins, but also Howlin' Wolf played there, B.B. King, Ike Turner.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's very enjoyable to trace that path. And last winter, I took 2 months off and went down to New Orleans for a couple months. I played a little bit, but I enjoyed driving back up and following that trail up through Mississippi and all the way up to Iowa.
Grady Champion, one of the artists who will be performing at the Blues Cafe. We're going to be hearing some live music from Robert One Man Johnson in just a few minutes, but I want to play two of the other artists and give people an idea of the breadth of blues music that you're going to be hearing on Saturday. Mike Tatro, what can you tell me about Donnie Pick? He's a Wisconsin guy who plays around pretty frequently.
Well, he actually lived in Nashville for years, and he... If I'm not mistaken, I think he married a girl from Wisconsin, which caused him to move to Kaukauna. And he played for us for the first time last year, but we were very, very surprised at how good this man is. I mean, he's a great musician.
Heck of a guitar player.
I had people tell me at the end of the day that that he was their favorite act. I mean, and we had some pretty good people on the bill last year. So
let's listen to some Donnie Pick and the Road Band.
Was wrong.
me easy when times get tough. Living on the road can sure get rough. Yeah, but I keep on moving and grooving with my fingers. I may not be here long. That's the life of a guitar slinger.
Wisconsin's own Donnie Pick and the Road Band. We just heard clips from Closing Time, Guitar Slinger, and Blues Got a Hold of Me. And, Mike, if people want to catch this guy, they got to get there early. He's starting the show for
us. He's opening up for us again. He's back by popular demand. And one thing you didn't hear on those cuts is saxophone player. He's got a killer kid playing sax for him, and I assume he'll be back again this year.
And the music starts when on Saturday?
Doors open at noon. The music starts at 1. And it's 10 hours of nonstop blues nirvana. It's going to be going. Robert's playing between main stage acts, so the music will not stop all day.
All right, let's listen as we do this whirlwind tour here of the artists at the Blues Cafe. This is the Kilbourn Alley Band. They're from Champaign, Urbana, and this is a cut recorded live on stage in Champaign. Johnson, I listen to this and I hear traces of Rollin' and Tumblin', the Little Walter hit from the early 50s, Chess Records Chicago.
Yep, I agree with you. There's definitely an influence there.
Yeah, these guys are good. I mean, they're a really good band.
They're rocking. Yeah. We're gonna listen to some more of the Kilbourn Alley Band. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio with Mike Tatro of the Great Northern Blues Society. Cena Earhart will be joining us shortly. And in just a couple of minutes, Robert One Man Johnson is going to be performing live here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios.
Support for WPR comes from Rely Local Wausau, building the local economy and strengthening the community by making local business everybody's business. More about locally owned and operated businesses at relylocal.com.
And our forecast for north central Wisconsin, partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight tonight, a low of 15. Friday, partly sunny, a high of 36. A chance of light snow at night, a low of 25. Saturday, kind of a mess, a mixture of light rain, snow, and sleet, a high of 38, a low of 32. Sunday, chance of light rain and snow with a high of 36. We've got clear skies across north central Wisconsin right now. 27 degrees in Antigo, 28 in Marshfield, 29 in Rhinelander, 30 in Eagle River and Land O'Lakes, 36 in Phillips, 34 in Wapaka and Mosinee, 32 in Wisconsin Rapids, Wautoma, Woodruff, Tomahawk, Merrill, and Wausau. We've also got Robert One Man Johnson. who is about to play some live music in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. Our other guest today, Mike Tatro of the Great Northern Blues Society. Cena Earhart, powerhouse vocalist from Minneapolis, is about to join us on the air. But first, Robert is there with his kazoo, his harmonica, his national resonator guitar, his foot piano, and his hi-hat cymbal. And, Robert, what are we going to hear from you?
Well, I couldn't think of starting the show without doing the 51 Highway Blues from Big Joe Williams. I did this on my very first album back in 76, and when I heard I was going to be on the show, this is what I wanted to play for you.
Robert One Man Johnson, as we preview the artists at the Blues Cafe this Saturday at the Rothschild Pavilion.
On the highway, I'm right by my baby's door. The 51 highway, I'm right by my baby's door. I don't get the woman that I'm loving. Won't go down old highway 51 no more. Hand. I know that highway like the back of my hand. It runs from northern Wisconsin, goes down to no man's land.
Johnson, Highway 51 Blues.
How are you going to top that?
Thank you. Well, I thought I'd do the title song from my brand new CD, which just came out, and it's called Soft Shoulders and Dangerous Curves. And I got to tell you that I was driving from Eau Claire, Wisconsin to Duluth to play a gig, and the road construction crew had apparently a sense of humor because they had erected two of those yellow diamond-shaped caution signs. One on top said soft shoulders, the one underneath said dangerous curves, and I had a song finished by the time I got to Duluth.
And the title of an album. Robert One Man Johnson, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios.
Soft shoulders and dangerous curves, eating on my mind and working at my nerves. Highway signs remind me of her. Think about those soft shoulders and those dangerous curves. All alone and lonesome, rolling down the road. Back home in Wisconsin, I know it's freezing cold. But here in Louisiana, my rig is
Robert One Man Johnson, performing live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios, and he will be performing all afternoon, really, at the Blues Cafe in Rothschild, at the Rothschild Pavilion, along with a number of other people, including, speaking of soft shoulders and dangerous curves, our next guest, Cena Earhart, Minneapolis vocalist. She'll be with us right after this short break. And you are listening to a very special edition of Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. I'm Glenn Moberg with Mike Tatro of the Great Northern Blues Society. Also, Robert One Man Johnson, who just performed for you live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. And joining us by telephone, Cena Earhart. Cena, so good to have you with us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, you have a new album coming out called All In. And we have the pleasure, I think, of being one of the first people to be able to play some cuts off of that on the radio.
Yes, that's right. We had some advanced copies rushed to us so that we could have them for our CD release party last weekend here in Rochester, Minnesota. And then we'll have them available at the Blues Cafe this weekend. So I think we FedExed one to you. You've got it all queued up there.
And I'm going to play one of my favorite cuts off of it because it's one of my favorite songs of all time. It's an old Solomon Burke tune called Cry to Me. And that's your dad playing the guitar, correct?
It sure is.
Cena Earhart from All In.
When your baby leaves you all alone, ain't nobody calls you on the phone, don't you feel like crying, don't you feel like crying, when you're all alone, in your room, thank you.
Earhart, why did you pick the Solomon Burke tune? Do you like it as much as I do? You must.
I do. You know, I grew up in a home filled with all sorts of music. It wasn't just strictly blues. And soul music was just a huge part of my upbringing, and Solomon Burke was the king of soul, so it felt like a really natural, good fit for us to do this song.
You know, my first introduction to this song was actually on an old Rolling Stones album, the album Out of Our Heads, which had the song Satisfaction on it.
Mm-hmm.
They did a killer version of this song, a great Brian Jones guitar solo. But that's a little before your time. Your dad probably listened to it, though.
Well, actually, I'm sitting here on my living room floor talking to you on my cell phone, and I'm among all of my vinyl albums, and that is one of them.
Really?
So, yeah. So it's not really, it might have been before my time, but it's something I can sure appreciate.
What got you to do this collaboration with your father? Ed Earhart is the lead guitar player of your band, and boy, he's a heck of a guitarist.
Yeah, he's a monster. You know, I grew up really just admiring my dad. He's definitely my biggest and most profound musical influence. He's played in blues rock bands for my whole life, probably about 40 plus years. He's played as a guitar player in various bands of different incarnations. And I grew up in a home watching band practices, going to gigs, and I just always wanted to have my own band. And so after I graduated from college, which was a huge requirement in my family that I wouldn't even entertain being in a band until after I completed that, I joined up with his band for several years, and that was called Plan B. And then after a couple years with those guys, they were my teachers and uncles, and we started my own band.
Let's listen to your dad play a lead guitar on a song called Storms Coming off the new album, All In.
Storms coming, baby. I can feel it in the sky. Storm's coming, baby. I see that look in your eyes. You look at me, but you don't see a thing. That liquor's killing you inside. The clouds are rolling towards. I'm so used to rain and thunder. It don't even faze me no more. People all around are taking cover.
Sina, you've got a powerhouse producer of this new CD, Jim Gaines. Why don't you talk about that?
Well, it was just an honor and a privilege to get to work with Jim. He has worked with artists who are extremely well-known in the music world, won a Grammy for working with Stevie Ray Vaughan, has worked with Santana, Huey Lewis, and at this stage...
Luther Allison, too.
He's a little more, yeah, Luther Allison, too. At this stage in his career, he expressed to me that he's interested in getting young artists, new artists, a platform to kind of get to the next level. And so it was just an honor to work with him. We went down to the Memphis area and recorded in his studio, Bessie Blue Studios.
we can hear some Albert King influence, I think, on
yes,
your father's
King
guitar
of the Blues
solo.
Guitar.
You know, seeing a lot of people in Wausau were pretty impressed by your appearance in August of last year at the Bull Falls Blues Festival. And it's great to have you coming back. It's a shame that it's under these circumstances because you are the fill-in for Magic Slim and the Teardrops. But I think a lot of people who saw you perform last August are going to be heading down to Rothschild on Saturday to see you again.
Well, thank you. And we do want to acknowledge Magic Slim and just say how much his family is in our prayers. And, of course, we would like to be there under other circumstances. He was clearly one of the great blues greats who paved the way for an artist like me. So if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing this. And so we're gladly filling in and hopefully going to bring some smiles to people. And through the music, we can help bring everybody's spirits up.
Let's listen to another cut. This is kind of an up-tempo blues shuffle off of the All In album, and it's called "Live and Learn."
It's a true story too.
True in what way?
Well, made some mistakes. I had some bad breaks, and you just got to learn from it, I guess, and move on.
The Cena Earhart Band, "Live and Learn" from All In, the new Blind Pig CD.
Out of my way. If it ain't one thing, it's another, but it's a game we all play. One foot in front of the other, just trying to make the next day. I made some mistakes, I had some bad breaks, I made it hard on myself. I done something, said some things I wish I kept to myself. But what I've done is done. I can't help it find. Live and learn. Live and learn. Sometimes you win, sometimes you get burned. Live and learn. Live and learn. It's the fix we're all in. If you won't fight, you can't win.
And Cena, you were nominated for a number of awards last year, Blues Blast Awards, Best New Artist Debut Release for Leave the Lights On, and Rising Star Award. And we imagine there is more to come.
Well, thank you. We feel so blessed from the year we had in 2012. It's hard to even imagine topping it, but very excited to bring forth this new material with a new record.
Well, Cena, thanks so much for joining us. Mike, Robert, do you want to say anything? Say hello to Cena anyway. We're almost out of time here. The hour's gone very quickly.
Hey, hello. Cena, we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
You're a day ahead of yourself.
Day ahead of myself. See you Saturday.
Saturday. Yep, Cena, we'll see you Saturday.
All right.
Cena, thanks so much. We're looking forward to it. The Cena Earhart Band, one of a number of all-star groups that will be appearing this Saturday at the Blues Cafe at the Rothschild Pavilion. And, gentlemen, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't play something from Magic Slim in order to close things out today. And what we're about to listen to is a 1975 instrumental called Teardrop. It's a 45 RPM record on Mean Mistreater Records, Magic Slim and the Teardrops. This has been a very enjoyable hour. Thanks so much, guys, for being with us.
I thank you for inviting us.
And have a good time.
We want to thank today's guests, Cena Earhart, Robert One Man Johnson, and Mike Tatro of the Great Northern Blues Society. A reminder, the Blues Cafe takes place this Saturday at the Rothschild Pavilion. Advance tickets available at Inner Sleeve Records, downtown Wausau, Triggs, and the Aero Sports Club in Weston. You can find out more about the event and the Great Northern Blues Society at their website, gnbs.org. Cena Earhart's new album, All In, on Blind Pig Records, will be released on March 12th. And Robert One Man Johnson's album, Soft Shoulders, Dangerous Curves, available on House Dog Music. You can find out more at his website, housedogmusic.com. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. Special music today by Robert One Man Johnson, Cena Earhart, Corey Stevens, Grady Champion, the Kilbourne Alley Band, Donnie Pick and the Road Band, Muddy Waters and the late, great Magic Slim, and the Teardrops. Next week on Route 51, we travel back in time to the Civil War era and look at battlefield surgery and medicine with one of the world's foremost experts on the topic, Dr. Gordon Damon, the founder of the National Museum of Civil War Medicine, who will be in Wausau at the Woodson History Center on Saturday, March 16th. He will be joined by our own resident expert on the Civil War, Dr. Brett Barker. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. Until next week, we're heading out of town.